Okay, there are Mar Mekomos here, but I'm not necessarily going to follow Mar Mekomos because I'm troubled by this whole sugya of Avodin. So perhaps we'll first start with the Mishnah, Adaf Yudala on the base, and maybe see if we can make some sense out of it, and then perhaps go to the Mar Mekomos, which are primarily Adaf Tezayinim and Aleph. I don't know how far we will be able to achieve what we want to achieve in the course of this. So start with the Mishnah, and Daf Yudalad of Avez, the Mishnah of Avodim. The Mishnah says that Eved Ivri nita b'kesef. I mean, I mentioned on item number one, actually, it does have the fact that Eved Ivri is found in three parshas of Chumash. Two of them deal with Machur Bezdin, that's the parsha Mishpatim, and the Passion Ray. You can see the Psukim, it's pretty... my father, Shalom, is very... very into Diyukim, which really the Gemara has. Because how do we know which Passion is talking about what? So if you look at Mishpatim, the Torah begins, Ve'ela Mishpatim asher tosim b'fneim. Thank you very much, Shukach. Ki sikne eved ivri, sheshanim yavod. So just the text, before we get to Chazal, Rashi has a discussion, what is the nature of this eved? Rashi says, are we talking about avdo shel ivri, or eved shehu ivri? So Rashi says, maybe it's an avdo shel ivri, namely a goy, an eved kanani, that was purchased from a Jew, and it says Sheshanim Yavo. So Rashi cites a series of psukim, and Rashi answers that was talking about Biyachicha. And Ki Sikne, Rashi says, Liyad Bezdin Shemachu Bignevosa. And how does Rashi know that? Because it says, Emein Lo Vinimkar Bignevosa. So Rashi has a pasuk that here, Ki Sikne Eved Ivri clearly refers to Machu Bezdin. And the Torah goes on to describe the halachas of this Eved Ivri. As far as...
And if an Eved sells himself, it's not the Tikkun, it's not one.
What was that?
If an Eved sells himself, the word would be not the Tikkun.
Al-ho-gufa da-bechina. That was my father's kasha. Kisik Eved Ivri. He clearly referred to either. Either Machu Bezdin or Machu Esatzma. That language itself certainly is not indicative. But just continue. U'bashvi esyetz al-ho-chav shichinam. Im begapo yavo begapo yetze. Lui chazal... interpreted, if he wasn't married, so then he's not permitted to have a Shivcha Knanis. My father on that was, the Chinuch deals with the issue. Why is that so? Why is Shivcha Knanis dependent upon his being married? If he's not married, sorry, you're not entitled to a Shivcha Knanis. A Shivcha Knanis at the end of the day has to undergo Tvila. L'shem Abdus. A Eved Kanani undergoes Milo Tvila L'shem Abdus. The only distinction is that at the end, after the Abdus is over, then there's Machlokes Rishonim, whether you require another Tvila. Machlokes the Rambam Buku Yosef. But you need another Tvila in order to somehow acquire the full-blown Kedushas Yisrael. Let's put it that way. Some of you are still missing. B'haraya, in the Seder Abrachas, our Salvation used to bring Haraya from the Seder Abrachas, that we say in the morning, Brachas Hashachar, Hashanasa Asech Vino Haftim Yom Beloyla, Shalos Ani Goy, Shalos Ani Oved, whatever that we're talking about. Shalos Ani Isha. Eved is Eved Knani. So Eved Knani is in between Shalos Ani Goy, Shalos Ani Isha. So can you rest? Something is missing. A woman, the Gemara says in Yavamis, the moment she's born, she has a full blown Kedusha Yisrael. A man doesn't get his, a regular fella, till his Bris Milah. And an Eved Knani is Nishtagoy. What was that?
No
Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. But the question, what does that second Tvila do? Because the Milo Tvila that an Eved Knani has to undergo means that now he becomes a Jew. It's a kind of Geirus. But there's a second Tvila. The question for that second Tvila is a Din Daraisa, a Din Darabonim. What's the nature of that Tvila? And that, but the fact that you see from the Birchas HaShachar, the Eved is the way the Rav said, Nishtahin Nishtaher. He's in between the Goy and the Isha. She has a full blown Kedushas Yisrael, and the Goy has no Kedushas Yisrael, and the Eved is somewhere in between. But if you read correctly, as Rabbi Muniz pointed out, Look at the pasuk. He's sick and having a degree. Could be either. Machu bezdin or machu es atzma. Torah goes on. V'gapo yobo v'gapo yetzei. Ima adonav yitelo risho. Aisha tilodeo. Tilo adonav hu yetzei v'gapo. V'im omor yomar ha'eved. Ahavti es adoni es ishti v'esbone. And the din of Ritzia. Gemara's a machlekes. We saw this week in the sugyas. Whether Ritzia applies to either both machu bezdin and machu es atzma, or no, it only applies to one. But from the psukim, do we have any indication it should apply to one and not the other? No.
Shushanim is maximum or?
That's the Gemara discussion also. You have a braisa, all the chilukim, that you can go further, you have an option to go further. That's a discussion. And does that apply to both? Machur Bezdin, Machur Satsu, that's a sugi over here. And these are dapin. But again, just the pshuto shomikwa, very unclear. Imam Yomar Ha'eved, Ahafti Yisadoni Vesishti Vesbana, Lo Yitzei Chavshi. Who's that applied to? I'm using the Pshut HaShem Mikra now without getting the Chazal. A lot of Chazal here. And then you have the Din of Ritzia. So if you read the Psukim, Lechura, it can apply to both. Pshut HaShem Mikra. I'm just discussing Pshut HaShem Mikra. I'm not discussing Ein HaMikra Yotzei V'dei Pshut HaShem Mikra and Shabbos. So the Pshut HaShem Mikra can apply to both. Now look at the next one in Re'ei. You might argue here Re'ei is a little bit different. The Pasuk says in Re'ei, so here, the Lashon of the Pasuk is obviously a bit more explicit, and that's very helpful. In Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ki Yimocher Lecha, Ochicha Ha'ivri. So here it's fairly evident. Is it? Is it fairly evident this is Machur Bezdin? Which it is, but maybe it's Machur Esatzmo. So why does it say Ki Yimocher Lecha? Why the Nifal?
That's a third party implied.
Correct, Rashi, Aydecher, Rashi on the spot. But I said, there's no Hechreach. Again, this is my father, when I learned Mishpatim, when I was before my Bar Mitzvah, way before, we used to learn Steinbeck and Chatagim in my house. Every Shabbos, hours and hours.
It doesn't apply from the pure language aspect?
That's what I'm asking. I'll say, is it so clear? Is it so explicit? That automatically it's Rachu Beznik. So I thought, yes.
I must give it to him.
Exactly. That's what I thought. This language is much more, at least, mukhach in one direction than the Mishpatim. Mishpatim is not mukhach v'chlal. But here, I think it's much more mukhach. And here it goes on. V'abaduchosh sheishonim. And here also. I mean, is there a distinction? My father wanted to know the distinction between sheishonim v'abod or v'abaduchosh sheishonim. Is there a difference between them? My father was omen on every single, literally every vav achibor. That's how I was raised, which was not very easy childhood, but in a positive way. What's the difference? So they tumult on this, the Ksava Kabbalah, all the Rishonim and the Mefarshim tumult on this. What's the difference? If you ask me, I'm a simple Jew. Ki sikne evet imri, she shonim yavo. What does that indicate? You work 6 years. Now, can you work more than 6 years since you raised the question? And from that language of that text, Shei Shonim Yavam, Katuv Shei Shonim, B'digmar Esek. Now, but if it says, V'avodecha Shei Shonim, he happens to work for 6 years, Ken Zane Ken Albit Abisomer. He can work even more than 6 years. That's what my father thought, the distinction between the Lashon of Mishpatim and the Lashon over here. Even though, as I said, according to Chazal, both refer to Machur Bezdin. But there is Yesh Mezeh Mashu, no, I knew Eshek, Vodolo Raskin. Okay, but I'm just telling you what my father thought. Va'avodecha Shei Shonim. It so happened that he worked 6 years. Oh, I'm coming to that. Excellent. Uvashona Ashvius Shachen Chavshim Imach. So Ketzad Mityashva. My father thought it was a steer in the pasuk. I don't think it's a steer in the pasuk. Honestly, I don't think you have two different sets of pieces of information over here, or as my Rebbe would call it, Rabban Chizdin, conflicting desideratum. Anyway, I don't think you have a conflicting desideratum over here. The pasuk says, "Va'avodcha sheishonim," and the seventh year, "Teshalchenu chavshim meimach." But again, "Teshalchenu chavshim meimach," is this a chiyuv, or is it an option? If you wish, "Teshalchenu chavshim meimach," is any hechreach to say that it's a chiyuv? I'm coming. Okay. So the next pasuk. Exactly. That's what my father brought away. The next pasuk. Clearly, it's not mukhach. So my father reads Pukim. You don't get. My father never went to yeshiva a day in his life. So he didn't have all. Okay. But here, the chis is shalchen and chav shemim velos, and then the din of hanoka. Hanek taniklo. Correct. 100%. I'm asking, I'm just telling you, but we're reading out, the pshut al shel mikra. We're just reading the text carefully. So then there's the din of hanoka. My father was bothered why the din of hanoka is mentioned here, and on the first parasha, the mishpatim. Why is certain items mentioned in Mishpatim, and certain items mentioned over here in the Parsha Re'eh, and the Din of Hanukkah is not found over there in Mishpatim. The Din of Hanukkah is not found over here.
Say okay. Because it's like Parsha Samawada between the Mikra and there's a different, here you're talking about Sodom and Burn, there's very much attached to the land, and to selling the land. This is like right before the
Ezer Tishua. Okay, that's a theory, because you're saying it's on the heels of Shemitah, and on the heels of, in general, you're saying Sefer Dvarim, which is focused on that. Okay.
The Parshas Moadim is no mention of the Yom Noraim.
No. First, I said already a few times that I mentioned the Torah Tumimah Miskasha, which is found both in the Torah Tumimah and also in his autobiography, the Kor Baruch, that Parshas Moadim, there are probably 9 or 10 Parshas Chumash that focus on Moadim, and each one is completely different. Rishonim already pointed this out, but the main three I mentioned are Emor. And you're right. In Emor, you have essentially the chronology of the day.
You have Shabbos,
the first of the Moadim. My father was bothered by the Kasha, the Gemara, and Erechim. Why don't we say Halal on Shabbos? It's found in the Parsha Moadim. The Gemara says one of the criteria for Halal is the fact that Zedin Moy. Shabbos is called a Moy. It's the first of the Moadim. Rashi points that out. So why don't we say Halal on Shabbos? So Yesh was there. I have a number of Yeshuvim for that Kasha too. But you're right. So in Emor, you have essentially the chronology of the day, and you also have the Mitzvah Sayom that I mentioned Dafka in Emor. In Pinchas, it's clear the Korban Musaf aspect is the focus of Pinchas. And Re'eh, which is the third main Kasha, there are 4 or 5 others. But Re'eh, which is the third, deals with Aliyah the Regel and the Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. But here we have two Parshas of, as I said, Mechu Bezdin, one in Mishpatim, and one here in Parshas Re'eh. And maybe here, as I said, the language here is slightly different, which would make it a bit more mochrach, a bit more. I'm not 100% sure. And as I mentioned, here you have the din of Hanukkah that I not found. Also, here you have other elements. And then here also, you have, and the language here, as I said, is also, my father pointed out, markedly different, or slightly different, if you will, than the language that's found in Mishpatim. There, the language is, Im Omar Yomar Ha'Evet, Ahavti Es Adoni Es Ishi Ves Bonoi Lo Eitzei Chavshi, a pronouncement, a proclamation on the part of the Evet. And then we have to go ahead and take him to the. I had a Rebbe who used to translate. I had a lot of funny Rabbeim to try to entertain us. And you take him to the cleaners. That's what he told us. I'm a third grade Rebbe, fourth grade Rebbe. I don't know how where he saw that exactly in the Psukim. Vigisho Adonov Velhor Elohim to Bezdin. That's how you understood taking someone to the cleaners. Now look over here. So here it's already not a pronouncement, a bit more polite. He's expressing himself, as my father thought, in a much more polite kind of fashion. And here he says, this last 4 words. Hazal, learn out how you have to treat an Eved Ivri. You must look at the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Avodah with an Eved Ivri, and the last Rambam, how you treat an Eved Kanani. Basically, Kol HaKoyne Eved Ivri, Kikoyne Adon La'atzmai. Basically, you're acquiring who needs it. After all, you have to treat him and the kind of approach you have to take. Better than yourself, or as good as yourself. You know, the aged wine, the old wine, and the whole kit and caboodle. Anyway, so here it says also, V'lo kachtoa tamatzea. There, it says, V'igishu Adonov v'hu Elohim. Wow, this guy issues the proclamations. You take him to the cleaners, and there's no nonsense over here. V'rotza b'amatzea v'avodo li'olam. What does it say here? He says, oh, I love my master. So you take the matzea, sort of almost begrudgingly, my father said. V'nasata b'ozno v'adelas. Not the way it says over here. V'rotza Adonov v'ozno v'amatzea v'avodo li'olam. No, v'ho yelecha evaday love. A totally different Lashon here, Dr. Mazankis. That's my father's Madaik.
He says, obvious, Adonis,
correct.
It's all
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's okay. So it's a completely different pasha. That's what my father thought, and that's what the language also reflects. The tone of the psukim reflect that difference. And then the further here, the Torah has the need to go in Yudches. Lo yikshebe necha b'shalechach osochav shivimach. Wow, there's almost a kind of I don't know, call it romance between the master and his eved that has developed over here, that has emerged over here. So, you know, don't let it, don't take it to heart. There's such a beautiful relationship between Adon and Eved. Pele Otsum. I know, because I don't imagine any of you did these things. Rabbi Bam, you certainly did not do it. You did not read Uncle Tom's Cabin. Why would you read it? You're an Englishman. You didn't read any of the works of Harriet Beecher Stowe. I can't imagine. This, again, you and I have a commonality with a certain Gadol Batorah. So he was very into Rabbi Asger, just Derech Agav. He has the Gadol, Gadol Ador. But I have one or two others, sons-in-law, etc., etc. So this was a signed reading, Uncle Tom's Cabin, in the shir of the Shiva of the Gush, in my days in the yeshiva. So I read it more than once. Not only that, odd today, now you'll go out of your mind. After we read it, we had to present the Chabura on it and compare the Abdus of then to the Abdus of Chazal. So we had to learn the whole Sugan Kedushin from Yudala all the way till after Chof. That was required reading. For the Shir, not the course, the Shir, which was also a course. That's how I grew up. Okay, but my father was also into Harriet Beecher Stowe and Uncle Tom's Cabin as well. He just was a prolific reader, voracious reader, and whatever he read, we had to read. I thought I grew up, bedtime stories were Shakespeare. So that put us to sleep very quickly.
Yes.
Outstanding. Lo yikshe be'inecha, so I can't say anything like that today, because otherwise I'm viewed as someone who clearly has Rabbi Pia. I went off the course. Let me go off the deck. Lo yikshe be'inecha b'shalecha osochav shivimach ki. Dafka here, my father asked, why does the Torah present here the Mishneh Chasochi Dafka in this context? Avod chashe shonim, urach Hashem okev chal asher tase. This is written by Chassidus Rebbe, and the first one, which probably was written by Litvisha Dayan. So that's exactly my father's distinction between the two. But Chazal interpret both sets of psukim as referring to Machu Bezdin. But again, I'm asking, is in Mukhrach, in the psukim, forget about Chazal, forget all the drushes that we have in the Gemara's over here. Is in Mukhrach, from the context of the psukim, even Ki Yimach Yelecha, which you said correctly, has Den Teshachenu, Den Chis Teshachenu. It's not Mukhrach. Could very well be talking about here as well, Mocher Esatzma. No, Stira, what's up? Okay, but the other one, the Pashin Bahar, is clear. So you look at that Bahar, so there we see, but Psukim are very, I think, they're more telling. And there, I don't think there's any other Maskana to come to when the Gemara says in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Lamentes. In Bahar, the Torah says, V'chiyomuch achicha imach v'nim karloch. Now he also, my father asked on this as well. How do I know that this pasuk refers to Mocher Esatzma? It's true. It says V'chiyomuch achicha imach, but it says V'nim karloch. Why did it say that? It should have said, I don't know how we would say, Umocher Esatzma. He sold himself to you. Why did he use the same similar nifal? Why is the nifal Lashon used over here? In this context, where Chazal interpret this pasuk certainly to mean where a person Mocher Esatzma, Mishum Dochko, because he stole, because he doesn't have the ability to pay back. Lo sabe ba'avo das oved, ki sochi ki shochot, yemoch, hachnas hayov li abon imoch, v'yotzo mi imoch hu vanav imoch, v'shove mishpachto, ki abod ahem, lo sida ba b'farech, yoresim elokecha. Okay, so you see from the psukim that it's not, so now I'm going back after just overviewing, which is item number one. So now I just want to look a little bit, as I said, and after you dial a little bit base and read a little bit the Mishnah. I have a lot of horrors on this Mishnah, and now I probably won't get to the Ma'amikos that I want to get to, but okay, what can I do? What else to do? So anyway, so the Mishnah says here, Eved Ivri, Nikna V'Kesef, U'Mishtar, so we have, and the Gemara actually has Limudim for each of these items, and an Eved Ivri is Nikna, as I said, V'Kesef, the Gemara has a Pasuk, Kesem Vignoso, and also Nikne Bishtar, as that we're quite familiar with the Mekoris for that. And then, now of course we don't know who writes the Shtar, that's the Machlokes in the Gemara, Machlokes HaMeroyim, whether the other writes the Shtar, whether the Av writes the Shtar, Machlokes HaHuna, and others, whether who writes the Shtar. And then also the Mishnah goes on to say, V'Kones Atzmo, V'Yovel, V'Shonim, V'Girom Kesef. That's again how he's going to acquire himself on the rerun. Acquire himself on the rerun. Now, I just, when the Mishnah says here, "Evelibri nikla bekesef v'shtar," so right away we're talking about bein b'meicha atzma bein machu bezdin. It applies to both situations: the one that's mentioned in Re'ei and Mishpatim, and also the one that's mentioned in Parshas Bahar. That's how the Mishnah. The Achronim have a subject, as I said, by machu bezdin. Who's the bailam on the mechira? When he sold by Bezdin, who exactly is it? The Bezdin that does the Mechira? Are they the ones who are effectively doing the Mechira? Or he's Mechir himself? But obviously Bezdin is going to compel him to sell himself, almost similar to the Gemara Bava Basra, where the Gemara says, Talyu v'zobin zvini zvini. When someone puts a gun to your head, and as a result of having a gun put to your head, you're coerced into engaging in this sale. I mean, the mafkamina, of course, is when the kinyan is chal, to whom do you give the money? And also, what nusach do you write in the shtar? What's exactly the nusach that's written in the shtar? There'll be a nafkamina, whether the, as I said, the bailam and the mechir is the bezdin, they're the ones who are effectuating the sale, or is the sale being effectuated by himself? Because bezdin, obviously, is going to be involved.
Why, effectively, the process starts not with us, it starts with the whole.
If you look in the both here, I don't think I Xerox it. No, I did not. But if you look both in the Meiri, and Meiri understands that we're talking about Machu Bezdin, that they purchased for Kesef, and they give it to the one that he stole from, even though he can give it to Bezdin. But the Ikar Kinyan is Bezdin. The Rambam also in Perek Gimel Hilchos Gneiva, I don't have it here, I see. The Rambam passes that Bezdin, Mechin Asoy, Venetin, Dom of the Nizek. The Rambam passes that, what you... No, but I'm saying, but even the Nusach HaShtar, that who writes the Shtar? Meiri says Bezdin writes the Shtar.
Why not?
Okay. Means they say, Harei Zeh Machur Lecha, that this person is going to be sold to you. I think the Yushalmi also said that Bezdin is going to be the one. They're going to be the ones who are going to write the shtar.
Like Kaka is the Mokka.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'm just saying, you're saying the Svara. No, but my point is that because there are Chiluk Yedinim, the Gemara has afterwards, between Machu Bezdin and Machu Asatzmo, there are distinctions. In Halacha, the Gemara gives Nafiminos between Machu Bezdin and Machu Asatzmo. The Gemara says there are Chilukim between the two, Machu Bezdin and Machu Asatzmo. So because of those Chilukim, you see that there's a Chiluk Be'etzim Chaloy Samachira. In the Chalei Samachira, there's a distinction between Machu Bezdin and Machu Esatzma. Machu Bezdin, there's a din of Abdus, a different din of Abdus than it's Chal when Machu Esatzma. I'm only saying the following, because when the Rambam says here, the Halacha, he writes that Ketzah Bishtar, he says, I don't have his exact lash in front of me, Kasav Lal in New York, and what do you write? He says that Harini Machu Lecha. Mashma, it's going on Machu Bezdin. Mashma, as I said, I'm only saying this because that really, how does Bezdin have the bailus to sell him? I'm asking b'china mamonit from a financial. I don't know what it's based on. I mean, there's somehow here a new gzeras hakosov. I don't understand how Bezdin, where exactly, how they get involved. They're not a bailus here to sell him. What exactly is their role? You're saying it's a new halacha. That's halacha of hevgi bezdin hefker. And the Michas Chinuch talks about this somewhere. I didn't see it this time, but he discussed this matter. Somehow, Torah gave Bezdin a permission to engage in this kind of activity, in this kind of chalois, mechachamemkar, but it's not so pushy. But something else bothers me. In Rashi here says, the Kainet Tzatzmo, the Shonim, so Rashi learns here, there's a lesson of Rashi, the Sof She Shonim Yetzi Chavshi. So first of all, the Gemara says against it. Gemara says, "Koin dechachamim, mecher esatzmo, any yotze b'sheish." What Rashi is saying over here, the sof sheish shonim yetsi chavshi, koin dechachamim. The Gemara says later on, any yotze b'sheish. So what's Rashi saying here, the sof sheish shonim yotze chavshi?
For a bacharat was probably nothing. It could be Esther Shani, whatever the end of it. He uses Shesh just because that's the standard.
So the Rashba asked the Kasha, the Ritva asked the Kasha. They don't answer like you, I'm sorry. So they want to suggest here that in the Rabbanon, the Mishnah is not talking about Mecher Atzma. It's not discussing that situation. That's a very, I call these two Utsin, you know, when you have to fit something into a Mishnah, so automatically you are compelled to say what you say. But again, it's not Mukhrach from the Lashon of Rashi or from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Because the Tetzi Yom Tov, I saw, he said no. Even Melcher Satzma, the Mishnah is talking about Sheshon, even someone who sells himself. The Yotze Bishonim means Bishonim Shekotzav Le'atzma. That's what he writes, Tetzi Yom Tov. That's what you are suggesting. Okay.
But
the Rishash says on that terrace is Dachuk mode. Very difficult terrace to say that what he says. Because that's not a din of Yitziyah. That's a din of Atznai. Thank you. As they affect the Rishash, and this is the Yom Tov.
Maybe Stam the Zeris of Shloshim Yom. Maybe Stam of Avdus of Shei Shanim. Rashi says V'Yesur Hashesh in Hissam Limacher as the Yesur Shanim. If you make the Tanai Megatet, but the Stam of Chim is 6 years. That's the standard.
Okay, but you're saying it's a Dinah Yitzia. That's all you're arguing because the Lashon of Rashi is the Sof Shei Shanim Yotzei Chofshi. That's the issue here. Is this a Tanai or is it Halach and Yitzia? That's the Shad. That's what the Rishash and Tesi Yom Tov and the Rashba. That's what they're talking about because essentially. When we say that you can make a Tanai, so it's not that the Abdus is only till the Zman of the Tanai, but it's a Din Yitziyah. That's what you're suggesting. That you can make a Tanai on the Yitziyah. It's a Yitziyah l'fi Hashonim Shehisnesi, based on whatever Tanai I decided to establish. So that's the Yitziyah is going to be based on that. But by Mechru Bezdin, so there's a Din of Yitziyah Memela. It doesn't depend on my Tanai, Mashenkin. But Chalatatzmo, there you can be code save X number of years when exactly you're going to go free. So that's what apparently. You have to somehow suggest all this in Rashi, but certainly without a pasuk, I don't know. We have permission to make tanoim and Eved Zman. The whole Eved Ivri parsha is a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. The concept of Eved Ivri, and there is such a notion that a Jew can become a slave. Avodahim, it's against the Aseres Hadibros. Avodahim will avodim avodim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And again, okay, that's one issue. Next issue, since I'm at it already, I may as well tell you everything that bothers me, which is a lot. So then the Mishnah goes on to say, so Giron Kesef, as you know, Rashi here tells you, Rashi repeats this many, many times. In Chumash and in the Gemara, every time Giron Kesef, Rashi feels the need to tell you what exactly this Giron Kesef is. Namely, that you work, Rashi always uses the example, each year is worth a mana. And now, I think a month is 100 dinar, if I'm not mistaken. So 600 dinar, I work for 2 years, I have 4 years left, and I have to provide the differential. That's basically what Giron Kesef is. But the shadow of Giron Kesef is raised already. Namely, what is that in Inyan? What's the Inyan of Giron Kesef? Is that based on, is it a kind of geula? Is that what it is? Namely, the Torah's Mechadish, that since I still have X amount of years of Abdus that remain that I'm committed to, so therefore I'm engaged in a piron for that Abdus that remains, but it has nothing to do with, there's no Maisekinyan involved here. Your own cash is not a Maisekinyan. It's just a question of X amount of money that has to be paid in order to be mashlim, the differential.
Forced buyback.
What was that?
Forced buyback.
No, that's the challenge. Is it a Kinyan Kesef? Is Giron Kesef begetting Kinyan Kesef? Is that what it is? The lotion of Giron Kesef. I mean, since it had every gufo koni, you need a Maisa Kenya to be Zachin himself. The owner has some sort of a Kenya, whatever that is, that needs discussion. I put the Rav Chaim over here. That I'm leaving to Rabbi Baum because he loves Rav Chaim. To tell me what exactly Rav Chaim said. I'll get to it in a few months.
What's
on page number one, to give you some time to. What was that? That's right. The Gemara says that. Generally, we assume that for Ebeknani, Gemara Tez Zayin. Ever the Kanani Gufa Koni. The Gemara says, Ever Gufa Koni. What? The Zalba Zach is Ever Kanani? Not Shaykh. Not Shaykh, that doesn't begin.
What's the other?
One second. There are two options I'm saying now in Giron Kesef. Either it's a Kenyan Kesef, because as I said, in the sense that since in Ever Gufa Koni, Dina Maisa Kenyan, nor he should be Zachin himself, the Chiddush in Giron Kesef is that only he can go out, Bal Koch Shel Odom. But it's Mitras Kesef. He's going, that's you like that. Well, no, the other possibility is that. Ma kesher lekinyan kesef. It's a dinin, a kind of geula. I'm using that lashon advisedly. That the Torah was mechadish. That the person can go out using giron kesef. But
could
it's
be
a kind
nine original kinyan.
Well, let me tell you, bring you rayas that come to my head, if you don't mind.
Nine original kinyan is not good enough?
That's totally on the machlokes, whether probably, maybe totally on Rabbi Yehuda and
it's
the...
It's not a new kinyan, it's just...
Okay.
Like
the Moshe Rishonim, the Dushan Nidno, love the Dushan Nidno, that machlokes, whether the original money can be used for you, not used for you, just saying connected to that. Okay, it's possible. I'm not... What was that? Behefta, the pasuk. Okay, so that's right. The lashon of behefta would seem to be a riot to this idea of gula. Behefta.
There's no kinyan when you back.
No, but here Rabbi Baum said that, and he's correct because the lashon the Gemara has the pasuk of behefta, and Rashi goes out of his way to define that word. Rashi says diuk midloksi benifte. Rashi says, but what does it say? Behefta shafabal mesayev pidyona alma bekesem nikne. So that's Rashi. It's not 100% mucha, but there's a Gemara earlier. We had a Yud Alfa Mabez. If I'm not mistaken, you need a pruta the Giron Kesef, the Gemara said. Yud Alfa Mabez. That's a minimum shia that's required for the Giron Kesef. If you want to say somebody said gula, that the prayer Adam Mishal Abdus, what do you need a pruta for? Even though I don't think that's a mucha, because what Rabbi Minich just said, namely that at the end of the day, it's, I don't know if I'll call it Piron Chov. I'm not sure it's Piron Chov. It's an act of pidyon, an act of gula. So that's what Rashi, I think, is medayik over here. That you are goal yourself by virtue of the fact you're paying for the abdus. So therefore, the maisi gula may also require a pruta. I don't know. Again, the reason why I say all this is because an Eber Kanani is also a nigga bekesef. That we have the Mishnah afterwards. Here the Mishnah is talking about an Eber Ivri, but an Eber Kanani is also a nigga bekesef. And that's the Mishnah later on, Chabez. The Mishnah Chabez says Eber Kanani is a nigga bekesef. Well, then, Eber Ivri can become himself bekesef. Means there are basically two dinim of Yitziah of an Eved Ivri. There are two ways an Eved Ivri can have an egress. Egress means leaving. So either Ayide Kesev or Medin Giron Kesev. That's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Mechadish. He can put himself, Bal Korcha de Adam. And then here we have a number of halachas. The Gemara says, for example, that in Olove Vigoyal in Onigal Achatzoyim we have later on. All this halachas. Did we come to that daf yet? I don't even know if we came to, I don't know where I am, and I am not connected to Daf Yomi. But anyway, we have all these Gemaras. And there's a din yitzir b'kesef, midas ha'adam, he's yotzeh, not worse than an Eber Kanani. Eber Kanani is yotzeh b'kesef, and Eber is also yotzeh b'kesef. That's the din of Giron Kesef. I'm only saying that there's a question what the nature of Giron Kesef is. Is it based on Kinyan Kesef, or is it new halacha of what Rashi calls here the hefta? Furthermore, Rashi gives you a whole cheshbon. Rashi says this cheshbon, I can't tell you how many times. Whose kasha is this? My father was bothered by this. What are we, silly people? He said one time, mefashteit. You don't have to repeat it so many times. Why does Rashi feel constrained? Kimat, every single time, Rashi gives you the same mashal of shesh manim. Each year is worth a manam, and I work 2 years, 3 years, and I have to take care of the differential again and again and again. So my father was bothered. He was bothered by the Chumash. Why in Chumash does Rashi feel compelled, constrained, to repeat this idea again and again? We're not, my father's a mathematician. So he didn't see, once you got the math, you got it. You're also a mathematician, Rabbi Minutz. So there's no need for this constant repetition. And not only that, my father was bothered by, why didn't Rashi give us the cheshbon, Giron, Lefi Shnos HaYovel? Why does Rashi only give the cheshbon, Lefi Shnas HaShmita? Rashi does not bring Lefi Shnas HaYovel. Let's say, Machu Bezdin, Upagabal Yovel, Tol Sheshonim. Yovel appears on the scene in the middle of the sixth year. Year number four comes Yovel. Obetech HaZman, Hatznai, Shalmecha Atzma. And there is a din cheshbon giron according to Shnei Sayyidah. And I found it actually in the Rambam, in Perek Beis of Ilchas Avodah. He brings such a cheshbon. No, it's not there. Nothing is there. All these are some horrors. I didn't get to what I'm going to discuss, if I eventually get to it at all.
So where are you reading from?
I'm reading from my head.
No,
I'm looking at the Chumash where Rashi comments on giron kesef. Rashi here calls giron kesef. And I'm seeing the Rambam has such a cheshbon. So why doesn't the Rashi have this chishuv? And it should be Vishnu Sayyovel. So somehow I assume that this is not correct, that only Benim Kala Akam is a din of Giron Ad Yovel. But Nim Kala Yisrael, there's no din of Cheshbon Giron Ad Yovel. And you want to know why is there a difference? I would say Al Pisvara. I'm saying now I'm very speculative, which I do a lot of. So I would say Benim Kala Akam, that's a din that this man Abdus is still Yovel. But the din of Yovel, B'tzach Sheish, that's a new halacha. I would say it's Avkait of the Yovel. It's not a halacha that this man of Abdus ends with Yovel. It's a new halacha, there's a Havkah. So I would say the following. But let's for example, take Omer Ivriya. Omer Vriya is also Yotze B'Giron Kesef. So now by Omer Vriya, so how do you make the Chishuv of the Giron? Now I don't know, what do you do over there? The same as you do with the Rebbe Nivri. So if you are Mechashek, Fi Kamashon Nisharu, Limei Naruta, because you can only sell it till Kozman Sheinara. Once you produce the Simonim, goodbye. That's what the Mishnah is writing. Gemara is writing very clearly. So the moment that you produce the Simonim, that's the end of her Omer Vriya status. You can only sell it till that time. So now it could be that your Mechashek, Kama Shonim Sheni Sharu Lidei Naruta. That how many years left till she's no longer a Nara, she's Ois Nara. Once she's Ois Nara, of course at that point she's no longer an Omer Vriya. But I just, the question, I'm just posing the question.
But you don't really know how long that is.
That's right. There's no, it's not Katsuf. That's correct. 100% correct. Beyond that. Okay. Enechanam. The Mishnah also says here, V'kone etz atzmo bishtar. The third item. Ebedu nikta b'kesef bishtar. V'kone atzmo bishonim b'yed v'gon kesef. Yisera lo b'simonim. And you have also a shtar. So the Gemara later on in Tefzayin, the Gemara says clearly that the shtar is another din yitziyah. Rashi over there in Tezayin. Look at Rashi in Tezayin Nimanav. If you have Rashi, on Tezayin Nimanav, Rashi says shtar in the middle of the page. Rashi in Tezayin Nimanav. So Rashi comments over here that it's midin shtar shichur. Rashi says logora me'ever kanani. It's not any worse than ever kanani. That's what Rashi learns over here, the nature of shtar. By the way, we had a similar idea that regarding kesef, logora me'ever kanani shiotzi the kesef. I mean, I don't know why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Tesis on Daf Tezayin, Ve'amaskel Omar. I don't know if you saw that tesis. So, everybody, Gufa Koni, if you saw that tesis, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. So, he says over here that the Gabi Shtar, why is it not reckoned with? He said, we're only considering Yetzir Shein Bal Kocha Shel Odom. And the Mishnah is telling you, the Mishnah only mentions Yetzir, which are Mischuse Ha'eben, that he has a schus to leave Bal Kocha Shel Odom. Bashtabi Kesef, which I'm Daito Shalodo, Loko Hoshim. That's what Tesis writes here on Dap Tezayin and Al, answering that Kasha, why it's not mentioned. But beyond that, in the case of, the Mishnah also speaks of Nirtza, where we just read the Psukim a moment ago. So what is the nature of this halacha? My father was also on this case, just in Pshuto Shomikva. Rotza Adonai Vesozom Amatzea Vavado the Odom. So what is the nature? Is there a new Kenyan called Ritzia? A kinyan mechudash called Ritzia, that a person, the Mishnah says, he's nicknamed a Ritzia. Sounds like it's a kinyan. Is that the pshat of Ritzia? No, Ritzia simply, as long as Adayim lo nirtza, that's ma'akev the Yitzia. Ritzia basically is an ikov. It's an ikov for the person leaving, but it's not considered to be a ma'isi kinyan. So what is it? What's the nature of this Ritzia? If you look in the Mechilta, did you know what we learned in our house? Mechilta Amishpat. I don't remember most of it, but here and there, we spent years and years learning the Mechilta. Then my father discovered there are two Mechiltas. That was very unfortunate for us. Mechilta Amishmael, Mechilta Amishimun Yechoy. So we learned both. I was a teenager. We learned Mechiltas on Shabbos. Very exciting, Rabbi Bam. I'm just being very, shall we say, cute. But a little bit I do remember, and I recall, I didn't see it many, many years, but somehow the Mechilta compares Kenyan Kesef to Kenyan Ritzia, makes it into a Maisa Kenyan, just like Kesef serves as a kind of Kenyan, Yafet Koichai, but it's only Kone Shesh, Ritzia, and Odin Shalot Tikne El Hashesh, Mashpe Ritzia is a Kenyan Chodesh. What does it mean in the Kone El Hashesh? Anyway, I saw in the sheet of the Lord of the Me, this one I think I did do, but I don't remember now. We have it over here or not. On the Maran Kohen, Chafal from Abbas, well, you won't even be able to read it. Shrek Lecha, page 2. Because I have an old sheet on Lodah Levi. I didn't buy the new one yet. Should. I don't learn Kedusha. In my yeshiva, we learn Brochas, Tainis, Megillah, and Sukkah. The Gemara Isa. We're not allowed to learn Baba Kama, Baba Tzia, Baba Basa. Rabbein voted against it. The last, we did a few years ago, 10 years ago, when I was in charge, when I was Machria, over 30 Rabbein. Now, it's 30 against 1, and the 1 loses. I'm not sure why. They said, because that 1 is not realistic. Doesn't understand where these people are coming from. We don't want to turn them off to Yiddishkeit. We want to turn them on. So Brachas, Megillah, what should I say? Tainis, Sukkah, that turns them on. And then years later, they'll learn the babes and whatever else have to learn Rashi and Zikin. Ma atem omrim al zeh? Ani lo maskim im zeh. But I'm a yochid now. Rashi and Zikin, without it, there's nothing to talk about. All the sharp svaris in Shas are in Rashi and Zikin. Isn't that amazing? The answer is they're older, they're also intellectually inclined, much more intellectually inclined, and they're right against me. There are the 32 Rabbeim of Yeshiva, it's from Rav Soloveitchik, who taught in Maimonides, as you, Maureen Harav Yaskar Shlita, know very well. What did he teach? Moed. Chulin was the fourth year, the last year, the senior year. My mother's cousin, Rabbi Simon, Rav Shem Shalem is from Shanghai, from the Mir, who never Chavusu Rav Soloveitchik Kotchim, he taught Chulin. But that's it, the last year. They were already 18, 19 years old. Till then, they learned only Mayim. Because he felt that would turn them on. That would excite them. And then from there, they would go eventually to Nashu Naziki. So but I agree with you.
That's not what I heard.
Think of being Rav Soloveitchik,
he
came from Rav Soloveitchik.
That's also true.
That is not how I heard.
I heard
that
Rabbi Simon told me.
That I heard it that Rav felt that this, that Mayim,
That no question. He felt it was halacha lemaaseh. Halacha lemaaseh. These were students who came from very modern homes, and they didn't have, as Rabbi Yaskar said, exposure to any of this. And so this would help them get into it. But the truth is, it does the job. I myself am observing this the last 3-4 years of the Yeshiva. We learned last year sukkah. I said mitzvah of Eitzah, which I didn't want to learn. I said I voted no, and I voted defiantly no. I've said she on that 5 times. I'm just saying that the. But at the end, that's what we learned. It turned them on. And as a result of that, I, in a hidden, clandestine, furtive kind of way, learned with a whole bunch of Talmidim from my shir, don't say anything publicly. Parts of Baba Kamba, parts of Baba Metzia, parts of Abbas. It was under the table. I couldn't publicize it. Yeah, that makes sense, what goes on. Okay, but I'm back over here regarding the Metzia. Whether this is considered to be a new Kenyan, so that he says, the Shitla, no other than me, that Ritzia is a Kenyan. That's what he writes over here. Kenyan Chodosh. One more item, since I'm out of the Mishnah. The Kenyan Satsum B'Yevel, the Mishnah said, Ubimisa Sa'oda. In fact, the text is read over here. You don't have it in front of you. I didn't Xerox it either. The text is read as the Kasha. Why did the Mishnah mention the Yitzia of Giron Kesef? Says you have a koneh esatzmo. What about your own kesef? Also koneh esatzmo. Why does it only mention b'yevel? And what does it say? Misa sa'odom. So there are different tirutzim that we shouldn't bring. He brings up in the Tam. Tesis read. In the Tam says to this kasha that your own kesef is not shaykh unless you are koneh b'kesef. But here, since you were nikna b'ritzia, there's no your own kesef. Every time you have nikna b'shtar, ain't no yotze b'your own kesef. As Ibn Atam claims.
How would you make the calculation?
Okay, very good.
There's no
debate clearer. Yeah. What's the, how do you do that? Excellent kasha.
Maybe that's then, what Rashi repeats it again.
Good. No, so Tesis Reed disagrees with the Rabbi Atam. And Tesis Reed, I didn't Xerox this. He says, even if you nick the Mishnah, you don't have your own kesef. Because Dimea Mekach, Nirtza is not yotze be your own kesef because the Torah said no. That someone who says, the Torah imposed a knas upon him. Lihi rotza v'lavor ad yovel. By him, it's a chabazundu knas that the Torah imposed on him. Okay, good. And then he says, "Lomi boy, if you are nikne b'shtar, but even if you're nita, let's say b'matana, there's no demei mekach at all. Still, you can be yotzei b'giron kesef because again, the Torah." Was mezaki him to leave b'giron kesef mali b'mecher mali b'matona. All right, I'm just indicating that these are just some few errors on the Mishnah. Now, let me, since I'm at it already, I'll just tell you a few errors on the Gemara. But I'm also bothered by a lot of things over here as well. The Gemara says, "Every nikkel b'kesef midolon." I don't understand this kasha. The first kasha of the Gemara: "Every nikkel b'kesef midolon." What can we learn out from Chweis? Well, you said it before. Someone of you said it before. First of all, kol ha-chafotzim shebater nikne b'kesef. You want to buy something, you buy with money. What do you mean, minolah? Or, as you said, I think someone said it at Merushah, ib dino k'karka, Din shalom, you said it. Din shalom v'kaka v'adah nikta v'kesef. Well, what's Mitzvah Minoran for? And if Dino k'metavlein, also nikta v'kesef. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Moiz Kenes. Nachon Rabbi Yechanan v'shlokish. So he holds Moiz Kenes. Of course, what's the shadow? What's the shadow Minoran? So the answer is, why not? Why not? Avodim hukshul karkos.
What?
Avodim hukshul karkos. All over Shas.
It's 90.
Okay, so
maybe
I can reinterpret what you're saying. The Gemara's kasha is minolon the eved nikne v'kesef v'lo v'karka v'lo v'mishicha. I don't know v'lo v'komene dvarim acherim. That's what the Gemara's asking. Minolon. You know the kasha doesn't bother you. All right, what can I do? Means the kasha is only the coin. This the kasha is only coin to Reish Lakish. He holds that metal v'nikne v'mishicha, not v'kesef. That's what Rashi Lechura. So I wanted to see if anyone is on my side, because I get nervous when I start doing these things. And I found the Pnei Yeshua. He's Omid on this, the Yeshua right here in Kedushin. It's a saver I rarely use, but he's Omid on everything. Pnei Yeshua, no Yeridic.
Is this talking about we bought with the Goy Vise the Evidry?
No, that's a Pasuk, this Nachalte.
Oh, it's just Mochratzmo.
Yeah.
Mochratzmo.
Yeah. Okay, we said it. So now let me show you, since I want to use my Maamar Komos a little bit, I didn't do it for nothing. So look on page 2. There's this, this is I lead to Rabbi Baum, who I think is in love with Rav Chaim. I heard you a few times calling Rav Chaim. I'm sorry I was eavesdropping. But anyway, look at this Rav Chaim so where's my Maamar Komos? Here. Okay, look on page number 2. This is well known in the world of Brisk. And if you understand what he's talking about, I will, Rabbi Asger, I'm addressing you, especially the Talmud of the Arch Brisk. He's going to be Mechadish Abchayim, that Kinyani Abdus is not like all Kinyani Mamon. Anaya Aloche, Anaya Chalois, that the Torah is Mechadish, the concept of Abdus, and Be'evet Ibri. So just like Kinyani Ishus have no Shaykhs to Kinyani Metalblim, because that's separate Halach of Ishus, Kinyan Abdus, Kinyan Mechudosh, Anayazach, has no shaykhis to Kinyan Metalplin. That's what the Gemara says. Minolon, Fekti Gemara. How do you know that this Chalois of Abdus is not Sayyid Kesef? It's Anayadin. Look at the Lashon. I'll read the Lashon. Omar Abbas also mentioned everything with Gufu Koni and the Gemara that Rabbi Bam mentioned to Zayin. Page number 2. Kedush Agrach. This is like Torah's Moshe Mesinai. What's with you? Rabbi Munitz.
That's page 1.
Oh, sorry, page 1. I didn't. I meant 2.
Two.
Sorry.
This is the stencil.
Yeah. This is the stencil of Chiddush Agrah. This I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, who took a shvuah the Isa, that this is Pashup Shad. You tell me what he says. I'd like to know if you understand what he said. You're a better man than I am. Gungadin. Anyway, so it says here, don't mind all these statements. It's also married. My children always tell me, Rabbi Bernstein, Abba, what did you gain from all that? All that means all your secular studies. Ala Eitzim Yal Avonim. All Bracha Vatola. And my grandchildren, Emel Adabir. Now did you waste your time involved in Bittul Torah? You just engaged in outright Kfira. My children don't say that. But my grandchildren.
So they're not reading Uncle Pop's Carol. Oh, Shakespeare. Not even before either.
So here, you have a pity, you hear this? Okay, you're a good man. That's why you don't get it. What? That's right. Correct. So he says, well, let's read a little bit of this. Okay, this is well known. This is famous. This is very important. I was going to discuss this issue, but it needs 100 hours. Namely, there are two different types of kinyanim that exist regarding an Eved. The question is whether this applies also to Eved Ibri. Pasha is Eved Kanani for sure. Namely, the Kinya Mamam, that's for sure. And then there's the Kinya Issa. Kinya Issa relates to marriage. Namely, that's in the Mahogany Rabbi Shmuel, Hamavka Abdo. Yotzel Lecheh, Tzoch Get Shichur, Ein Tzoch Get Shichur. What's that, Machlagis? So the Brisk is always interpreted very Pasha. But there are two elements. There's the Mamam element and the Issa element. So Enechadam, Hamavka Abdo, Yotzel Lecheh, because you're Mafkir, what were you Mafkir? The Tzad Mamoni. But get shirchur to take care of the tzad iso shabbat. That's what we're showing right this. The yisod is haraban, and all his Talmidim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramish, is like, but even Tesis has it. Tesis has it also on Tazayin. And Eben Iri, the Gemara says, Gufo Kavi, it sounds like he also has both of these. And the question is, what are the Chilukim between Eben Kanan and Eben Iri? That's for another discussion. Says the Rab Chaim, Mutta B'Shiv Chokhtayin, the Kra Hikshu, Habamacha Atzma, Vadi Gufo Kavi. Asha also B'Shiv Chokhtayin, what's going on? Mocha Atzma was also Gufo Kavi, and yet he's not allowed to marry Shiv Chokhtayin. He got Kosha Loma, the Maisi Yadu, the Chud, Lo Yechosha, the Kinyan Aguf. Yim Kein Amayni Yochol Loma, Lo Bifnei Shtayim Zil. The way the Ramban says, Ba'akam HaKonu L'Yisrael, Ba'akam Maisi Yadu. Let's say, a Goy is Konu to a Jew, only for Maisi Yadayim. That was the nature of the deal. So then, in front of two people, you can say, go, be Meshuchra. So it's difficult to say that, regarding Kinyan Aguf, Maisi Yadayim alone is not called the Kinyan Aguf. Oh, Kosha, this is a very important sugya of Gezer Akum. We pass in Gezer Akum as awesome, unlike what many people think. So, and the only thing that's mutz is Avkoa Salva. Avkoa Salva means if you didn't pay back a loan, and obviously not something that's not before some, so then you don't have to go ahead and pay it back. Mikra Din, of course you should do it, but anyway. That's not what I'm interested in. You see what I mean in a moment. Goes only on the Kinya Isa. What can you say? Gufa Koni has to be on the Kinya Isa. Al Kinya Mamun is Rak Shibud Balmul. Am I see a day? What's the Kinya Mamun of an Eved? The answer is Shibudin, that he has to work, etc. Am I see a day? You can't have him. So here's the part. There's a new chiddush, a new din called the Chetz of Eved Ivri. All the dinim of Eved Ivri come from this new Chetz that was created by the Torah. Kemo, Cholo, this is a very important din. There's a long tesis later on. Shenuchai L'Ashkin, this comes up in the context of, tesis extends it to a Rebbe who becomes sick. What is your obligation? I've had this unfortunately in my lifetime. Rabbeim who became very sick, were not able to function. And now the question is, what do you do? In Mechuyah to pay them, not Mechuyah to pay them. Very complicated. There's a big machlokes, so this is Rabbi Bern said, you can, where you come from. Appreciate this. Machlokes, Rabbi Meshe, and Al Soloveitchik, a Rebbe who no longer functions. What does that mean? No longer functions, Lefi HaMenahel, he's Kovea. What functionality is and what functioning is. But let's say he's not functioning. You hold on to him. He has pension. He has vetek. Vetek. Whatever.
Is he destructive to the students?
Yes, he is.
So
to you, it's possible. To Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, you can't touch him.
Right.
Untouchable. There's a chalois. What's a chalois? That's right. A chalois. You have to hold on to him. Rav Soloveitchik. Lefater oto b'makom. But not stam lefater oto, the gamri. Put him in the library. Right? Let him sort books. Let him go and tutor kids.
But you said that to Moshe Feinstein.
No, Moshe said, pum faker. Moshe said, you can't. Such a person cannot be fired. He has a chalois. What chalois does he have? You know Moshe calls the chalois? He didn't call it a chalois tenure, but he used a different lashon. He has a chalois of someone, basically, who is... a din, I forgot his lashon now, I'm just trying to remember the exact lashon that he writes. He writes a number of truths like that. You can't fire him.
I didn't
use that lashon, but that's exactly basically correct.
They say the
yes, what Rabbi Yehuda said, correct. Destructive to the Talmidim, the Gemara Bava Basra, Zocha, Zecha, the whole business over there. No, the opposite.
Look. The Rav said
fire him, that's correct. But the Rav was not totally without Rachmanis. Try to find some sort of sidur, but he should not be teaching in a classroom. He's destructive to the students in the classroom.
Keep him in a classroom?
I'm not sure said yes. You can't.
Keep him in a classroom.
What's his lashon?
He
has a. What's the chalais that he has? I'm not sure writes in that tshuva. And he has a status. I've got the status. A chalais of what? What's his lashon? He acquires a certain status and you can't fire that person. Where's that status?
Tenure.
I forget what?
Tenure.
No, it's not. There's a halacha. He used halacha terminology. I forgot the halacha terminology. So they say, okay, this is now not to be really recorded, but they say that's why MTJ ended up where it was. That's what they claim. Because that's a shiva of Moshe Feinstein. Because he didn't have the heart, but he held up the halacha. I forgot the exact lashon. I have to remember now. Okay, but anyway, does anyone know what he's talking about, please? Maybe you'll explain this to me. There's a new chefza, and therefore this chefza automatically, the Torah is mechadesh a new world, a new enterprise called Eved Ivri, Eved Knani, and that's why he said that all the halacha lead further. Maybe you'll tell me how he is mechali. He goes further. He'll read further. Zuik avana shel Eved Ivri, gufo, chani shenasa lechefza shel Eved Ivri. And then he writes, Cholosh in Chayav La'ashlin, Mezei Yehudi V'Yaramam. He is the Ramam, Edom Zomnin. The Gemara says in Makkos, the beginning, Enon Asim Ben Grushim Mechavutza, that we know, Edom Ben Karmi Eved Ivri. The Gemara in the first daf. Pirshu Galam Mefarshim. What does that mean? He's not Nimka Ben Eved Ivri. You go Sheidu Alechad Shigona. Right? Someone is, witnesses come that he stole. Be'elam Adoshalim. Be'zom Mulamachro. So they had in mind to go and sell him. Shehei Menon the Karm, you can't go ahead and Basisan Lo can't even carry it out. What?
That's a different problem.
I agree. Avalaram Pirish, Ketagno Sheidu al Echot Shenim Kale Eved Ivri. That's what the Ramah Murth. They were made and someone that he sold Eved Ivri. Solka Daiton, Shegam Aleim Yochel Adin Shil Basisan Lo Kashizom Vasas Lochi. That they should also be subject to that Allah of Hikshin, Gursari, Mishal Lashitas Kale Rishadim. That was the zman of the Edim that he should be sold. So we say no, that's not so. According to the Rambam, that they testified that he was already sold, and he wanted to be mechay ma'isi adayim to ex pshita shechol mesalik b'mos ha'efshe shal azama. Certainly, you should be able to go ahead and be mesalik. Using the most efshal azam, you must go sad nasi shape. Shavatzu the hashveis a chetz shel Eved Ivri sheyachol Hashem Eved v'sol gadaydam. That since it's a chetz of Eved Ivri, a chal Hashem Eved, I would have thought she yebze adin shavasisem umiata atora b'gnevas of Levi's mama. I push it. Don't understand what he's talking about. I don't understand this whole construct that he has over here. I saw actually.
The
Chaim
is just describing what he's seeing in the Torah.
What does that mean? Is that the issue? Is that the issue? He doesn't say that.
No, that's the soul. That's not the soul on which everything else is built. Just like.
I understand when you tell me what the Rishonim say here, what he quoted from the Ramban, that, and even Eved Ivri Gufo Konui has two things in it. Number one, in terms of what you mentioned before, Gufo Konui Lamasi Yadai, that I understand, and then the Kinyan Isar. Because if not for the fact that Gufo Konui Mamish, you can't speak about Kinyan Isar. So there's a whole issue regarding Mechila. That's a sugya on Tezayin that I wanted to examine, but I'm not going to get to it. But I'm saying, but what are you saying, Rabbi Yasker, in terms of this? What the Chaim says over here, or the Miskov says over here. How do you understand this? You're saying the issue is, how are you able to go ahead and create, you're saying?
What's the nafkamin for Mocher Atzmon, who's not allowed to get out, he can't marry Shikhanas anyway. But my nafkamin if people put it or not people put it. How does it manifest? Well, anyway, what's the Kinyan Isser by Mocher Atzmon?
He can't eat trumas and mitzvahs. He wears a manifest itself.
He can't marry a shifra. Just that he needs a star.
Yeah, I would say
that.
Right. I don't see any other nafkamina. The star is nafkamina.
So somebody who came in single, where's the kinyanisra there?
I don't see the chiluk. I don't know how he's mechalik. I don't understand what he's saying completely. I mean here, we have here a bit of the Ramban, a bit of the Ritva. the Rashba, they speak about these two kinyanim, and it has relevance to Shifchah Knainis and the like. But according to I'm not sure. You're asking a good kasha. Number one, where's the nafkamina? So he doesn't really say here. I mean, he brings another gemara in the last paragraph of which is also the time of the gemara. He shavali shalom kartali be'avid ivri. And then he before Kanui, and then he quotes a kasha tesis, and then he with this, he wants to be yashiv that kasha. It's not just a shiba the maisi adayim, but rather new chepta. Gufo Konui. And Mela, that's why, that's how he explains the Gemara Kedushin. I don't honestly fully grasp what he wants over here, Rav Chaim. Alright, I wanted to turn to something else, but okay, this I'm just saying that Rav Chaim is basically coming up with the idea that it's a new Kinyan, so David has no Shaykhah to Kinyan, no Shaykhah to Mesli Kolator Kulam, and that's what the Gemara is. He's asking the Minolon. That how do you know that this new chet of Abdus can be generated by Kinyan Kesef? That's how he understands the Kashya Gemara. That's the Kashya Gemara Minola. By the way, the next one also bothers me since I'm at it already. When the Gemara says here, Mikesef Mignoso, Gemara says Balam Shenikta Mikesef. The Gemara says Ashkan Eved Ibri, Hanimkar Laakum, Hol Bechol Kinyana Mikesef. What about Nimkar Lisa Minola? So Rashi here learns this Kashya. We're talking about the 3-4 lines in the beginning of the Gemara and Yudal on the base. What about Nimkal Yisrael? Says Rashi.
How does that happen? Who's selling?
You're asking on the Nimkal Yisrael?
Yeah, one Jew can sell an Eved Ibri to another Jew?
I think so. I think the answer is yes. You're asking how is that possible?
Basically,
no, of course not. We were worried about you don't sell to a god Kashem Yitama. We were worried about becoming, God forbid, assimilated, acculturated. What? Right. Okay, but even this part of the Gemara is also when Rashi says here, "Hol v'chol kinyanu shalakum bekesef." What exactly does that mean? We're talking about an Eved Ivri Hanimkar LeYisrael. So really, what kind of Kinyan should be required? I guess Mashiach, even though there's no Mashiach by an Eved Ivri. And Rashi also, if you look at Rashi over here, the Ramaskal Machru, Rashi says, Machru, the Rashi in the middle of the page, Machru Bezim Bin Nevaso, Yuchi Mokar Adi Acher Mashma, Vadin Nosen She'enikim B'Kesef Lo B'Chazoko, Hol V'yesh Motzad Kal, She'enimkar Bal Korcho. Rashi says here, that you need a chazokah. I don't understand this Rashi. Ho v'chol kinyanu shalakam v'kesef. Is Gemara asking you should need a Mashicha? That a Mashicha should be required? Or does the Gemara mean, since we see that the Torah is mechali between Dina Yisrael and Dina Akum, the Achilukim, Dina kinyanu Yisrael v'chud, kinyanu Akum v'chud, and the Dina Mashicha was given to Yisrael. And a guy, what kinyan does they have? Kesef. So therefore, you see that Kinyan Kesef is more Shaykh by Nakum, but more than Mashicha. Is that what the Gemara is saying? I'm asking on the Rashi here. I don't know if you know it, but Yudal on base. What? Mashicha. Well, even what Rashi says in the middle, I just read a few moments ago, but I didn't know saying, Sheyigda b'kesef b'loi chazoka. First of all, chazoka is not possible. It's against the Gemara in Tezayin. It's nachalten. Gemara called a pasul. But then it could be that Mashiach is called chazoka. I'm asking, what does Rashi mean? You're saying he means, is it a chazoka shel Abdus? A Maisa of Abdus? Or maybe Minolam de Nikti below Maisa Abdus? Is that what Rashi is saying? I don't understand what Rashi is saying here. You hear what bothers me? A bit down. Means compared to Mashiach. Okay.
And it's clear. What is the Nafka mean? It's clear. Now the Rav makes it very clear.
Namely?
It has to be stark. If it could simply Kinyan Kesef, then Mechila would be must speak. Bezi Gimel.
Beit Yudalev. Okay,
I hear. That's exactly the brisket statement. It's not enough. If it was simply a kenyan kesef, just
right.
Be mochel.
Right.
Right.
I hear. Right. What did
you
say?
I'm assuming that the Rashi understands was assuming
that
didn't
alter it. That's the
pshat. So, the glory has to be
that's what he's saying. Okay. It's not so clear. And also, it has a fit with the Rashi in the middle that I cited. But didn't know since she enigma bekesa below chazaka, and chazaka we already saw the Gemara in Tezayin says you can't use chazaka because of misnachalte. Gemara was reminded that possibility. Okay, maybe you're right. Next Rashi, you see where it says vehechta. This other diuk in Rashi, melamish megaras pidyonu biyotze. So Rashi says he lo enigma bekesa my megara. Here what Rashi says, if not for kinyan kesa, what's the giron over here? I don't understand. What kind of a raya is this? Maybe he purchased her bishtar. Maybe he gave kesef b'toras domim, and he's migareya from that money. I know that I saw Rishonim here at Rabbi Natam and others learned it differently. They learned that the Gemara is saying a yalfusa. Shem she yotzu b'kesef kach nikneh b'kesef. That's what the Gemara is saying here. Yotzu b'kesef, nikneh b'kesef. Yes, it seems like if you look in the Tosfos and Daf Tezayin, the Tosfos discusses the issue of when Gemara says Lemele Beapitrei Zeal, Tosfos Akasha, why can't you be Mafkir? So Tosfos says it's not going to work because you need Havkoras Isa Latir Abbas Yisrael.
There's an
Nafkamina. That
would
be
an Nafkamina. Even if he's Bochar Atzmo, he's also not allowed to get married.
That's right. Correct.
You can't be mafkid. They have to.
I mean, first of all, there's no. The concept of yud is only by an Eved. No, right. But I'm saying by Eved Ivri, there's no din of yud.
So what would be
the yud? If the owner is a woman?
Yeah, the owner is a woman. I'm sorry, what did you say? And the evidence most got from Kedushin. That's one of the. Rav Soloveitchik has a. You probably heard that Russia in Leil HaSeder. One of his famous Russias was the chiddush between an Eved and a Ben Chorin. And he brought a number of Nafkaminas Aloch, including the Nafkamin of Kedushin. Regarding Eved. I mean, that's the old issue with the Besham and Basila, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, and we're sort of stuck. And now the question is, do you force the Shutev to be Meshacher, his Chalek, in order that she'd be able to marry a Bas Chori? This also, since I'm at it, the whole Gemara here, I also found to be bothersome. I don't know, on Tav Tezayin, when the Gemara says, Eved Ivri Gufo Koni, can I just say that over since I've bound you? I have an interest in that. So I saw Tosha says that it wasn't mean Eved Ivri Gufo Koni, he learned Mitzad the Kinyan Mamut Shabbat. That's what it means. Gufo Koni, Kinyan, the Maisi Adayim. You know what I compare it to? What the Gemara says in Hamafkid, Dekel Aperos, where I am Makna to you a Dekel Aperos, I give you the tree, but for the purpose of using the fruit. That's right. But other Rishonim say no, Gufo Koni Mitzad Kinyan Isa. But Mitzad Kinyan Maisi Adayim, that you can be Meichel. But there's a Kinyan Isa, it's a stronger kind of connection when the Gemara says, Yeah, Tezayin, Eved Ivri Gufo Koni. I saw the Ritva learns that Gufo Koni means you have a schus mashka. It's like a milva sheshalea mashka. That's how he learns. If you look in Tosfos on Daf Yutes, yeah, I don't know, did we get that far? I don't know where we're holding in Daf Yomi, Rabbi Bam. On Daf Yutes and Aleph, the Tosfos of milva sheshalea mashka. The bottom Tosfos here, I saw, he says, regarding, he discusses this issue. What does it mean on the bottom of the page? He learns, what does it mean, Eved Ivri Gufo Kani? It means the Iko Kinyan Mam of Eved Ivri will not be Poka Yidei Mechila. Because it's a Kinyan like, it's a Kinyan of Maisi Adayim. It's a Kinyan like Dekal Peros. Mechila doesn't help. Mechila only helps for a Shibud. But if there's a Kinyan, Dabra Akoni Lo, you can't activate Mechila. The Gemara had a Havamina. The Gemara thought with Eved Ivri, he only has a kind of shibud. Rashi learns that elachov mamon avodah sheshonim. That's what we thought in the Havamina, but that's the maskana of the Gemara. That's not so. We're saying that it's not when the Gemara says evdibu gufakoni. It means that you need mechilas shel. Rabbis mechadish that it's a kinyan. It's a kinyan lemaisi adayim. It's like dekel peros. That's the bottom taste over here. But the rishonim are saying Rabbi Baum is they like by Eved Ivri. Just like Rabbi Kanani, there are two kinyanim, kinyanim mamun, kinyanim isa. So to Rabbi Ivri, there are two kinyanim, kinyanim mamun, kinyanim isa. Kinyanim isa is mata b'shivcha kinyanis. I mechila doesn't help.
Even a kohen.
That's right. That's correct. I mechila doesn't help. That's only the gabi kinyanim isa. But the gabi kinyanim mamun, it's poka below shtar because it's only a shibud. Rabbi Bam, that's what they're saying. That it means they are drawing an analogy between Rabbi Kanani and Rabbi Ivri. There are two elements, two components of the Eved Ivri, both the Kinyan Mammon and the Kinyan Isra, which is Mata B'Shivcha Kinyanis. Mechila doesn't help, only the Gabi Kinyan Isra. The Gabi Kinyan Mammon, for sure, is Poka without Shtar. I mean, this is not a... I assume you saw this Tesis here on the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph. That's what Tesis deal with this issue. Because the Gemara says at the end of the day, the Gemara says Eved Ivri Gufo Koni. How do you deal with this? Gufo Koni. You look at Rashi here. Rashi says here, Gufo Koni, the Lo Shach Bo Mechilas Mamon Eloshin Shichro. What does Rashi mean? What does Rashi mean by that? Lo Shach Bo Mechilas Mamon Eloshin Shichro. Doesn't say like
Tyson. It solves the Mamonous aspect, but not the Kinyan aspect.
Okay. But there's a Hamamina that was only a Shibud. Shibud Abdus. And he's Mechadesh Rabba that it's not just Tam Chob, it's a Chob Sheshala Mashkob. But if you hold like this Rav Chaim over here, or Briskov, whoever, that it's a new Hefta, Chalois, of Kinyan Abdus, so Rashi holds that that's where you have to be Meshachra. That's what I read from Rav Soloveitchik. You have to be Meshachra the Chalois Shem Evet Shebo, whatever that means. To Kinyan Abdus. You need an Indian of Shichur. That's how the Medayikin, he claims that Rav Chaim is saying Krat in this Rashi. The Rashi said, Lo Shachba Mechilas Mamon, El Loshin Shichur. What do you mean Loshin Shichur? You have to be Shachre, the Chaloshem Eved. That's what Rav Chaim is saying. The Chetzer Shalevet Shabo, that has to be Meshuchur.
You could have a Shibur without a head Abdus. You know the Baal Chor, I'll work for you.
Okay.
Not Abdus.
Is that what he means?
No, that would be not Abdus. Obviously, the
Shibud
of the
Mammon
is just not enough.
I mean, according to this Rav Chaim, when he says, based on Rashi, Loshin Shichur, there's no Mechila. Because Mechila, you don't have Mechila on a Chaloshem Eved. You need some sort of a Loshin Shichur Yitzia on the Chaloshem Eved. Okay. This language is beyond my ken. Been beyond my ken for 55 years of my life. I heard the Rav say this a number of times. I asked Avraham Lichtenstein this kasha. He's quiet. I don't know what it means. Maybe you understand this sprach. Okay, maybe we'll stop, I guess. Shekech.